This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. It was another second-half nail-biter, but the Pack pulled out a win against the Bengals last night at Lambeau. The final score of 27-18 puts the Packers' record at 3-1-1. After their first home game at Lambeau in 31 days, the Packers are back on the road next week to take on the Cardinals in Arizona. The Green Bay School Board will be discussing your ideas to make schools safer at tonight's board meeting. More than 400 people showed up for a community roundtable discussion last month to share their thoughts on what should be done to keep students safe in school. The meeting was scheduled about a week after police found a loaded gun and ammunition in a backpack at Preble High School. The district has already implemented new security measures, including a clear backpack policy for middle and high school students, as well as higher consequences for unsafe behavior. School and community leaders encouraged people at the roundtable safety discussion to submit any and all ideas regardless of cost. Superintendent Vicki Beyer says some of the top ideas so far include using metal detectors at school entrances, changes to the dress code, increased mental health support in schools, and closing campus during the lunch hour. The district will present other ideas gathered from the community at tonight's school board meeting. The classic tan station wagon featured in That 70s Show pulled into its permanent parking spot in Green Bay over the weekend. The 1969 Aztec Gold Oldsmobile Vista Cruiser went on a national tour before finding its forever home at the Automobile Gallery in downtown Green Bay. The iconic car was unveiled there Saturday night to much fanfare. While the show never reveals the specific location of its fictional setting, Point Place, it does make clear that it is in Wisconsin. The Foreman family and others on the show also are often seen sporting their Packers pride, which makes Green Bay the perfect place to park the family cruiser. We're learning new details about the double stabbing near a Green Bay elementary school last week as the suspect makes his initial appearance in court. 77-year-old Neng Vu was charged Friday with second-degree recklessly endangering safety and several other counts for the incident last Wednesday night. Police arrived to find two Green Bay men, ages 18 and 56, with stab wounds. According to the criminal complaint, the victims told police they got stabbed after confronting Vu for slashing their bike tires. The victims told police the man who stabbed them ran into the woods with multiple weapons. Police called out the SWAT team and canine unit to help in the search. Officers found Vu and arrested him later that evening. According to the criminal complaint, both Vu and the victims in the stabbing have been living in the nearby woods for several months. A judge set a cash bond at $25,000. Vu is scheduled to be back in court this Thursday. A former Kaukauna youth baseball coach will spend a month in jail for destroying the security camera inside a concession stand to hide his thefts from the stand safes. According to the criminal complaint, Kevin Dosak went to the ballparks when he knew no one else would be there at night or at odd times in the morning to steal money. In addition to the sentence of 30 days in jail, Judge Emily Longergan ordered Dosak to pay more than $5,000 in restitution. Brown County Sheriff's officers say speed and alcohol were likely factors that led to the death of a 21-year-old killed in a car crash in Howard. Authorities say a truck the man was riding in hit a utility pole and then a tree in the area of County Trunk C and Evergreen Avenue. Deputies say two people were pinned inside the truck with severe injuries. They say the driver, a Howard man, was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries. Names are not being released at this time. Green Bay police have a man in custody after two men were stabbed on Green Bay's east side. Police say it happened near Dan's Park just before 5:30 p.m. When police got there, they say they found two Green Bay men with stab wounds. The men told them a suspect ran into the woods and had multiple weapons. Police called out the SWAT team and canine unit. They took a 77-year-old Green Bay man into custody just before 8 p.m. The roads in that area are back open now, but police are asking anyone with information to contact them. You can remain anonymous. A big name in country music just announced he's coming to Lambeau for a rare concert in the iconic stadium. Luke Combs broke the news. His new tour will make a stop at the home of the Green Bay Packers this coming May. Lambeau Field has hosted only four major concerts in nearly 15 years. Sir Paul McCartney played there in 2019. A few years earlier, it was Billy Joel. Kenny Chesney with Jason Aldean before that, and the Zac Brown Band played in 2011. They're the only performers to have graced the hallowed ground with a concert. A big reason for that? We're in Green Bay. Our stadium is primarily for football. The Packers limit other events on the field to keep it in top-notch condition for the number one priority, playing football. If rural roads are on your route, keep alert. It's harvest season in Wisconsin, and that means more tractors and farm equipment on the roads. Along with keeping an eye out for slow-moving vehicles, you can help in other ways. Remind your local government officials that now's the time to apply for ARIP. That's the Agricultural Roads Improvement Plan. The application period opened this week. There's $150 million in grant funds for the program in the state budget, so help our local farmers out. Let your voice be heard to help them get better roads and give them space on those roads as they work to get the food they produce to our tables. And speaking of that food, cranberry season is underway in Wisconsin. While the crop's smaller, the state still leads the nation in production. Growers are expecting about 5.3 million barrels this year. That's down from last year's 6 million. Grant Holly, who leads the Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association, says research is now focused on helping cranberry plants handle rising temperatures and humidity. He says a warmer climate could invite more pests north, but so far crops are holding steady and Wisconsin isn't giving up its cranberry crown anytime soon. A new park in Neshwabinon honors a lifelong Brown County resident and his decades of community service. Local officials held a ribbon-cutting ceremony this week to celebrate the grand opening of the Jerome Van Sistine Park just off Oneida Street near Sammy's Pizza. After 25 years as a construction foreman, Van Sistine's family members say it was his involvement in a local zoning issue that kick-started a long political career. Van Sistine served as Neshwabinon Town Supervisor, then Brown County Supervisor, before representing the 30th District in the State Senate for 16 years, then returning to Neshwabinon as a trustee. Jerry Van Sistine died in 2015 after a battle with Alzheimer's disease. He was 88 years old. Well, around here, we all know why Northeast Wisconsin's pretty cool. But now, we're getting props from the rest of the state, too. Four of eight finalists in the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest are companies from right here in our area. They are, in no particular order, Carbliss, zero-carb, no-sugar canned cocktail produced in Plymouth. Sargento, natural American sliced cheese produced in Plymouth as well. Cruisers Yachts, 38 VTR line of powerboats produced in Oconto. And 1,000 Island Airboats, Search and Rescue 1,000 Island Airboat produced in Marion. Put on by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, officials say the annual contest is a fun way to shine a spotlight on our state's $73 billion manufacturing industry. The contest started last month with nearly 150 nominees that were then whittled down to the top eight, half of those being right here in Northeast Wisconsin. The winner will be announced October 23rd. With news at the top and bottom of the hour, all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Brewers reload.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball,
the Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.